artificial intelligence, AI, it's just everywhere you look right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. News headlines, social media.
Even the apps on your phone. But with all the buzz, what is this AI thing,
Well,
really?
for this deep dive, we're going to try and unpack that, from the philosophical ideas right up to the cutting-edge tech defining 2025.
Right. And our mission really is to help you make sense of your sources, find those key bits of knowledge, those aha moments, so you walk away actually feeling informed, ready for what's next. So to start us off, I mean, where did this idea even come from, intelligent machines?
Well, it's fascinating. It goes way back. But the formal birth, that was the 1956 Dartmouth Conference.
Okay.
That's where they actually coined the term artificial intelligence. And their goal was, well, pretty ambitious: simulate every aspect of human intelligence.
Wow, every aspect.
Yeah. But even before that, you had thinkers like Alan Turing back in 1950 asking, "Can machines think?" Proposed the Turing test.
Right, the Turing test. So we started trying to build AI based on like explicit human logic.
Exactly. That was good old-fashioned AI, or symbolic AI.
Yeah.
It dominated for decades.
Right. Think rules, logic, stuff humans programmed in.
And it had big successes, like IBM's Deep Blue.
Oh, yeah. Beating Garry Kasparov at chess in 97. That was huge. Processing what? 200 million moves a second?
Something crazy like that. But, connecting that to the bigger picture, symbolic AI eventually kind of hit a wall.
How so?
Well, it struggled with ambiguity, with scaling, things that weren't easy to just code with rules, like understanding language naturally or, recognizing messy real-world images.
Gotcha. So that led to the AI winter. Less funding, less excitement.
Exactly. A bit of disillusionment. And that ultimately pushed the field towards machine learning. That was more in the 90s.
Machine learning,
Yeah.
where systems learn from data instead.
Precisely. Instead of being told the rules, they figure out the patterns themselves.
Okay. And maybe that struggle, that massive potential of AI, is why it pops up so much in culture, like The Matrix back in 99.
Oh, definitely.
That whole dystopian future AI enslaving humanity in a simulation. It wasn't just sci-fi, was it? It felt like it tapped into real anxieties.
It absolutely did. And it raises that, slightly mind-bending question: could our reality be a simulation? Physicists like Dr. Melvin Vopson have actually looked into this.
Wow.
But what's maybe even more relevant today from the film, that idea about human emotions stopping model collapse in the Matrix simulation,
Yeah.
well, it has this weird echo in real AI challenges now.
Yeah.
We see that AI models trained mostly on their own generated data, the synthetic data, can sometimes get worse over time, less accurate, less creative.
Huh. So the movie kind of predicted a real AI problem.
In a way, yeah, it's quite something.
Okay, so let's fast forward. Here we are, 2025, generative AI, it's just exploding.
Completely. Organizations are talking like hundreds of use cases. Real business impact is changing content creation, text, images, video.
Even computer code.
Right. And the engine behind a lot of this, the transformer architecture, that's the key for these large language models, LLMs like ChatGPT.
Formers. They let the models understand context, relationships between words.
Exactly. In a way, older models just couldn't. That's why they can generate such human-like text
Yeah.
so fast. And now we're seeing multimodal AI too,
Meaning.
meaning AI that can handle different types of data at once, like generate a whole creative project script, visual, soundtrack from just one prompt.
That's incredible. But okay, LLMs sometimes hallucinate, right? Just make stuff up. I remember reading about a chatbot inventing legal cases. How do we
Right.
stop that?
Yeah, that's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
And that's where something called retrieval augmented generation, or RE, comes in.
RA chaos.
Basically, it combines the LLM with outside information sources. It uses these specialized vector database.
The vector
Yeah,
databases.
their database is optimized to find information based on meaning or similarity, not just keywords. So RE can quickly pull in verified up-to-date facts and feed them to the LLM before it generates an answer.
Ah, so it gives the LLM a factual check, basically, reduces the hallucinations.
Significantly, yes. It grounds the output in reality.
Makes sense. So that handles facts. But what about broader context? Like, if I want the AI to understand my specific situation, my history with it, is that context augmented generation CAG?
We got it. CAG is, well, it's a wider net. It integrates any kind of relevant external context. Could be your user history, real-time data feeds, specific company knowledge.
So anything useful?
Right. It injects that context right into the prompt for the LLM. So the responses become much more personalized, more relevant, more coherent to the specific interaction.
Okay, RA for facts, CAG for broader context. This is moving fast. And then there's agentic AI. That sounds different, not just generating, but acting.
Exactly. This is a really big step. Agentic AI systems don't just respond. They can plan, create workflows, use tools, and act autonomously to achieve complex goals.
Whoa. Okay. So like an AI assistant that doesn't just answer my email question, but actually books the meeting, updates the calendar, maybe even drafts the agenda.
Potentially, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Think of them as intelligent problem solvers. They combine that LLM flexibility for understanding requests with the precision of traditional code for carrying out critical tasks reliably. It's a qualitative leap.
A leap, definitely. But it also brings up, well, challenges, right? This is getting powerful.
Absolutely. Mm. There are some big things we're grappling with. The energy use of these huge models is substantial, for one.
Right. Environmental impact.
Then there are the ethics. Fairness, bias in algorithms, explainability, understanding why an AI made a certain decision, and of course, misuse, deepfakes, disinformation.
We need strong safeguards, responsible development.
Critically important.
Yep.
Governance is key as these systems get more capable.
So from Alan Turing asking if machines can think way back when, to these autonomous agents planning tasks in 2025, AI is just constantly, constantly evolving.
It really is. And this deep dive, I think it shows it's not just about machines thinking anymore. It's really about our own relationship with intelligence, how that's changing.
Hmm. That's a great point. Which leads to a final thought for you, the listener. With intelligence itself evolving like this, what new questions will you start asking? Something to think about until our next deep dive.